James Pinero. He's a managing editor of New Criterion, also writes for City Journal and Wall Street Journal. And you've written a great piece about the influence of American punk rock on artists, specifically China's Ai Weiwei and Russia's punk trio Pussy Riot.
That's right.
So tell me, how has American punk rock influenced these guys?
Okay, well, let me start off by saying I'm someone who's generally skeptical of political art.
Okay.
And that's because political art tends to be used by regimes as a way to oppress their people.
Okay.
It seduces. Go back to the French Revolution, you look at
The Death of Marat.
Death of Marat,
which is a
fantastic painting.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was used by the Jacobins to incite the terror. In the case recently of Ai Weiwei and Pussy Riot, what's interesting to me is you have art being used in a very different way. It's political, but it's being used against propaganda. It's being used as the conscience of reform, and it's having, in my opinion, a real effect. So I asked myself, well, what is it that differentiates this new form, the new political art, as I call it?
Effective political art.
What differentiates it? And I realized that they have a punk influence. Instead of, let's say, having an artist in the early 20th century living in Paris and being influenced by Marx, mm-hmm. you have here artists who are, let's say, coming to New York, in the case of Ai Weiwei, and being influenced by CBGBs. Now, Ai Weiwei, during that period, really absorbed the whole ethos of the neighborhood, not just in punk music, but the kind of punk mentality.
Yeah.
He also spent that time photographing extensively everything going on. He took, I think, something like 10,000 photographs. And through those photographs, going to CBGBs, kind of absorbing the spirit of the neighborhood, he really, I think, took in a kind of a punk aesthetic,
yeah.
if you will. And one thing in particular he did was photograph the Tompkins Square Park riots of 1988. Mm-hmm. Now, in that case, the police were imposing a curfew or clearing the park, in my opinion, justifiably, of a kind of Occupy Wall Street type movement. Yet, they overreacted. They, in fact, incited a riot, and that was proven later. Ai Weiwei took some very important photographs of that event. So he saw examples of the heavy-handed use of the state, and he saw how art could actually push against that and reveal that.
Because of his father's background in China and being a political prisoner, did he have a different reaction than an American-born artist to what was happening in Tompkins Square Park?
Well, you know, it's a sad case because Ai Weiwei's father was a very famous poet. He was a follower of Mao, and he, like many intellectuals in Mao's China, fell on the wrong side of Mao in the end and was sent to a kind of a labor camp where Ai Weiwei was born and raised. So I think Ai Weiwei came out very skeptical of kind of idealistic movements. Yeah. And I think that's one thing that punk has. Punk has a healthy skepticism of the state. It's not idealistic. It's more willing to criticize. I think it's more pragmatic. It also has an energy, I think, to kind of press that pragmatism out into the world and broadcast it.
The Russian punk rock trio Pussy Riot, they were also influenced by punk rock. They were performing in an Orthodox church and were thrown in jail for it.
Pussy Riot really comes out of a performance art group in Russia, and they've kind of taken on the idioms of a punk rock band. And in this case, they're particularly borrowing from the punk rock of the Pacific Northwest, the kind of Girl Riot, Bikini Kill style.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've used kind of the punk rock aesthetic to go into unorthodox places, or very orthodox places, in this case, a church in Moscow, to draw attention to what they see as the corruption of the church, the thugocracy of Putin. Now, okay, they did a little misdemeanor offense, we might admit that. They, however, went on trial, and a show trial, people call it, and they were sentenced to 2 years hard labor. And that's a pretty extreme verdict, clearly politically motivated. What was remarkable about this case is that the images of them in that courtroom, behind those glass, three beautiful women up against these male thugs in the Putin regime, that was the political image making working, I think, against an authoritarian state.
The one combining effect of punk rock is the anti-authoritarian streak, correct?
I would say in this case, yes, and also good music.
James Pinero, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For Reason TV in the Park, I'm Kennedy.